From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Officials are trying to figure out why a man on an aircraft shot and killed five people at Fort Lauderdale Airport. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel said the incident occurred midday Friday in a baggage claim area at Fort Lauderdale International.
The active shooter shot at least 13 people. Eight people, as I know right now, are in area hospitals being treated. I don't know the degree of their injuries. Five people have succumbed to their wounds and tragically are dead.
Police apprehended the gunman, identified it as Esteban Santiago. A Broward County commissioner said that Santiago had a pistol in a checked piece of luggage. After claiming the bag, he said Santiago went into a bathroom, loaded the firearm, and came out shooting. Rick Scott is the Republican governor of Florida.
My heart goes out to every family impacted. The families that lost their loved ones, and the family and the individuals that have loved ones still in a hospital fighting for their life. You can't imagine how this could happen to any family, anywhere in the world, but clearly we don't ever want this to happen in our great state.
Scott said the investigation is ongoing and whoever is responsible will be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. The U.S. Congress on Friday certified the Electoral College vote that gave Republican Donald Trump the victory in last year's presidential election. Trump finished with 304 electoral votes. Democrat Hillary Clinton got 227. There were seven protest votes for other candidates. It takes 270 Electoral College votes to win the presidency. Trump will take the oath of office on January 20th. This is VOA News.